please state your name and affiliation. Candace.
Well, I think this was my first All-Star game, so I didn't really quite know what to expect. Haven't ever been to a professional All-Star game, even in the NBA, so it really was special. You know, being with all these great players and being able to share stories in the locker room, I think that's more important, and that's where I will remember this All-Star game more than on the court.
Hey, Candace, Doug Feinberg, the AP. Congrats on the MVP and the win for you guys. It seemed from the start of it you were dunking in warm-ups, having a good time. Just talk about the whole All-Star experience a little more, about what you enjoyed about this whole weekend, actually being able to participate in instead of being injured and such.
Well, I really enjoyed just being able to represent LA well. You know, we had three All-Stars, and being able to share that with NECA, being able to share it with Christy. Christy played phenomenal. NECA played phenomenal. So I think we represented LA well. And then, you know, just off the court, being able to be a part of Tina's last All-Star game. You know, that's really special. It's something that I'm going to remember forever. Also being able to play with Diana Taurasi, being able to get to know Brittany Griner a little bit better, talk junk to the East. It was just overall a fun experience.
Hey, Candace, Anthony Lee with WNBA.com. Obviously, you know, you were making some spectacular plays. Christy was making threes. NECA, some hustle plays down the stretch. Kind of had a LA Sparks feel to it down there.
Yeah, that's the type of game that, you know, we like to play. I know Coach Ross doesn't really like us to play that no defense, run and gun game. But so the All-Star game fit our resume very well. We like to get out and run. Played a little defense in the second half, and you know, I think overall we did well.
John Altavilla from La Hartford. Yep. Seems a little unusual with someone as accomplished as you are, with the things that you've won, the awards that you've won, to say this is your first All-Star game. Do you see any irony in the fact that, you know, because of the Olympics and various things, you've never played one of these before?
I mean, things happen. You know, I've learned not to question things and just kind of, like, go on my path and take whatever comes and overcome whatever I have to. And I think it just happened to work out this way. It's not any less special. In fact, it's probably more because, you know, it's been so long. So I was just excited to finally be able to be here healthy, you know, not pregnant with my daughter, and just excited.
Jeff Jacobs, Hartford Current. You put on a phenomenal performance with Tennessee at the Excel Center a number of years ago, and then again here in Connecticut. Would you encourage your alma mater to play UConn again for the good of the sport?
You know, it's funny, I got that question earlier. I think it is good for the sport. You know, when you think of the NBA, you think of Boston and Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, same thing with football, same thing with hockey. You have these rooted rivalries. And, you know, it's people that I haven't even met that are Connecticut fans that just despise me just because I wore orange. And I happen to be in that, you know, blue country right now. But, and then same thing. Like, I have Tennessee fans that come up to me and just tell me how much they despise UConn, and they've never even met a UConn player. So I think it's important just from that sense that you have that rivalry, you have that identity, you have that separation, and it's more talk about it, and it helps women's basketball.
Candace, David Siegel from Hoop Feed. Now, you guys made your run out there with what I called the frenemies lineup of all Lynx and all Sparks making the run. So what was it like playing with your big adversaries in the West, playing alongside them today, and how much fun is it when you got players like Simone and Maya as your teammates instead of against them?
Well, you know, I've had the pleasure of playing with them at USA Basketball, and they're phenomenal players. I enjoy playing alongside them, preferably alongside them instead of against them. But we all know how to play the game of basketball. We played, you know, with each other in USA Basketball a lot, and it's fun. You know, when you play with other people that can play and run and knock down jump shots, it's easy. You know, it makes your job so much easier. But they were trying to scout a little bit. Coach Reed kept asking me, like, where do you like the ball? And stuff like that. So she wouldn't get anything out of me.
Hey, Ace, you see it every day in practice and in games. Christy, you talk a little bit about how great she was. I mean, she had an unbelievable second half. She was hitting jumpers left and right. I mean, just talk about how good she was tonight, her first All-Star game, and how well she's developed as a player.
Well, I see it every day. She's one of the best shooters ever, to be honest with you. And I was proud of the way she came out. She played. She played within herself. She played with the team. She represented, you know, Los Angeles in the West well. And you know, she has that comeback mentality. You know, because a lot of people kind of overlooked her early on in her career. And I'm just proud that she's continued to work. And you know, I love the fact that she's on my team.
Everybody?